Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been tripping and confessing.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You want me to pick up Reed and Angela?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Leviticus 16. After Aaron's two sons died before the Lord said to Moses, warn your brother Aaron not to enter into the holy place behind the veil, where the ark and the place of mercy are, just whenever he chooses. The penalty for intrusion is death, for I myself am present in the cloud above the place of mercy. Here are the conditions for his entering there. He must bring a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He must bathe himself and put on the sacred linen, coat, shorts, belts, and turban. The people of the Israel shall then bring him two male goats for their sin offering and a ram for their burnt offering. First he shall present to the Lord the young bull as a sin offering for himself, making atonement for himself and his family. Then he shall bring the two goats before the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle and cast lots to determine which is the Lord's and which is to be sent away. The goat allotted to the Lord shall then be sacrificed by Aaron as a sin offering. The other goat shall be kept alive and placed before the Lord. The writ of atonement shall be performed over it, and it shall then be sent out of the desert as a scapegoat. After Aaron has sacrificed the young bull as a sin offering for himself and his family, he shall take a censer for the live coals for the altar of the Lord and fill his hand with sweet incense beaten in fine powder and bring it inside the veil. There before the Lord he shall put the incense upon the coal so that the cloud of incense will cover the mercy place above the ark. Thus he will not die. And he shall bring some of the blood of the young bull and sprinkle it with his fingers on the east side of the mercy place and then seven times in front of it. Then he must go out and sacrifice the people's sin offering goat and bring the blood within the veil and sprinkle it upon the place of the mercy in front of it, just as he did with the blood of the young bull. Thus he shall make atonement for the holy place because it is defiled by the sins of the people of Israel and for the tabernacle located right among them and surrounded by their defilement. Not another soul shall be inside the tabernacle when Aaron's entered to make atonement in the holy place, not until after he comes out again and has made atonement for himself and his household and for all the people of Israel. Then he shall go out to the altar before the Lord and make atonement for it, and the goat on the horn, and he must smear the blood of the young bull and the goat on the horns of the altar and sprinkle blood upon the altar seven times with his finger, thus cleaning it from the sin for Israel and making it holy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hold on a second. Let me turn this thing on. Thank you. Thank you for that reading, Loretta.
Amen.
Do a roll call. I have.
Michaelin.
I'm Michaelin.
Monkey.
Are you by yourself, Michaelin?
Morgan?
Oh, Morgan. Hi, Morgan. Who else is you got? Excuse me. Rita, are you there? Okay, let me go ahead and call. Excuse me, guys. Okay, we have Carrie.
Yes.
And we have Sister Shirley.
Yes.
We have Loretta.
Good evening.
And Auntie, evening. And Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
I'm sorry.
I know there's some background noise.
Yeah, I think I missed somebody. Who did you say after Sister Shirley?
Hold on. I'm trying to find that noise. Let me start it over. We have Loretta, Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Jean. We have Michaela and Morgan. And I have, I'm assuming, Rita, your number ends in 0872.
And Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot, okay.
Kira.
And Kira.
Auntie Dot and Kira.
And Mom, of course, Loretta. Jerita, your number is 0280. Someone with a really someone needs to move their phone because we can't hear very well. So, okay, Loretta.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nelson Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers with you. Destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. O Lord, open up our hearts to receive your spirit. Help us to actively listen to your word. Guide our minds to accept teaching and for us to see the moments we see together today. In your precious name, amen.
What did you say, Angela?
Are we ready?
You want me to host the show tonight?
Of course.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem. Okay, we'll go right on into our program, and I will start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from Psalm 51. He said, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy love kindness, according to the multitude of tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sins is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Push me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bone which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. And I will move to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Mom?
You can't hear me. Can you hear me?
No, there I can.
Okay, I'm coming out of Romans 10:8. And I'm coming out of the Upper Room book anyway, too. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Choosing God is the best decision I ever made. Looking back, I remember the time. Yeah, turn that noise at me. I felt about the hold on. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm starting over. Choosing God was the best decision I ever made. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Can y'all hear
me? Yes.
They can't hear me. One day, I had a life-changing experience. I accept Jesus into my heart. I soon began to see a change within me and a change around me. The more I sought the Lord and the more a change, more I learned about myself, my gift, how unique I am, and how much God loved me. My world went from being a blur to a much clearer picture. Now I tell my story so that I may invite others to seek the Lord with all their heart. I challenge those around me to share their story and others. When we allow God to direct us in everything we do, we encourage others to do the same. And the prayer said, "Dear Jesus, thank you for guiding us on our journey of faith. Help us to show others the way to you. We pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see, Michaela, Morgan, did you guys want to go next?
Yes. Yes.
Psalm 139. Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou hast known my down sitting and my uprising, and thou understand thoughts afar off. Thou compassed my paths and my lying down. Thou art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high. I cannot attain unto it. Whether I go from thy spirit, whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into the heaven, there are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, there are there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to pass, but can someone please mute their phone in the background? It's some really bad reception.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on to Kira. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Oh, wait. Kira?
Kira? I pass.
Okay. All right. Sister Shirley. Any
yes.
good news coming, you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, coming from Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my way, my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Auntie Janet, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 31 Days of Prayer and
Day
5. It says, I magnify you, O Lord. I exalt your name. You are great and highly to be praised. I praise you for the glorious splendor of your majesty, power of your fiery strength. Your power is unlimited, absolute, beyond imagining. You're able to do immeasurable than we can ask or dream. There is nothing too hard for you. Who is like you? Majestic and holy, awesome in praise, working wonders. O Lord Most High, over the heavens and the earth, for you made all things by your great power. Them existing and working. You are exalted higher than every star and galaxy, the entire cosmos. Yet, you are also the God of all mankind, the great, personally present
personally involve God, who loves, bless you, and take care of all who follow you. You exercise your gracious authority over all nations and over every individual in the world. There is none like you, the true God, the living God, the everlasting King. Lord, live to praise you. You hold the future of us always, and we are always on your mind. And you are always with us, even to old age and throughout all eternity. This, O Lord, I will always ask you, today and forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
4:1-11. These were led up by the Spirit. Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And after he was finished, the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." When the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hand they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to them, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and certainly angels came and waited on him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot.
Okay.
I do want to apologize for the technical difficulty we're having with the voiceover. We have like echo in the system tonight.
Yes.
But we're going to keep on giving God praises. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love, for you loving us the way that you do, the unconditional love. No greater love than the love that you show upon us every second of the day. Thank you for the love and healing that you provide for Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Mom, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Dwight and family, the Johnson family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Simmons family, the Hurd family, the Bryant family, Miss D, Miss Pam, Mary Ann and family, Ruth Edwards, Ali Holiday, Lenny and family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Marilyn and family, Tony, Malachi, Eric, Brian, DeMarcus, Sister Shirley and family, the Williams family, Reverend Allen and family, the Verner family, the Dix family, the Aretha and Jesse Verner, Desert Kendrick, Valerie Crocker, and Rochelle Bessler, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift us up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in us, through us, and with us, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless us, and we ask that the Holy Spirit continue to lead and guide us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, we're moving right on into the birthdays, and we're looking at the week of March 5th through March 11th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Brittany, March the 9th.
Brittany. Okay, amen.
And Tina, March the 9th.
Tina, the 9th. Okay, amen.
No.
Any other birthdays that we need to recognize? Okay, all right. We have Brittany and we have Tina, and they both are on March 9th. Praise God. And if I could get Team Betty to sing the birthday song for us tonight.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we're moving into the part of our program where we do praise, report, testimony, songs, a poem, or share what's on your heart. Or more Bible verses. So we'll go down the list. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start out with Michaela and Morgan. Are you still with us tonight? Is there anything else you want to share with us? I'm sorry, did they say they wanted to share something else? Okay, I can't understand anything. Okay, I'll just move on to Sister Shirley.
Yes, coming from the one study Bible, a cry from the heart. People are brought to tears for a multitude of reasons. Tears have always been closely intertwined with the human heart and may express such diverse emotion as grief and joy. In the Old Testament, tears were often an expression of remorse. Esther wept with a troubled soul over the plight of her people. Hannah shed tears from a heart that grieved and a soul that was bitter. Mary and Martha wept over the loss of their brother Lazarus. The sinful woman at the feet of Jesus shed tears, not from remorse, anxiety, or grief, but rather in humility as a grateful response to God's mercy and love towards her. All of us experience circumstances in our lives that will move us to tears. In those times, let us hold fast to the promise that a day is coming when God will wipe away every tear. There shall be no more crying. Until that time, may our desire be for tears of repentance, adoration, thankfulness, and joy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from the upper room. We are family. I was born the daughter of an unwed teenager who decided to give me up for adoption. A couple who had always wanted children but couldn't have any decided they wanted to adopt. God answered their prayers, and then they were granted permission to adopt me. God was watching over me, too. I couldn't have asked for a better parent. They brought me up in a loving Christian home. They always set a good example for me and taught me right from wrong. It ain't your phone. My mother was with me only 13 years. My mother was with me only 13 years when she died unexpectedly. With God's help, my dad did a great job of raising me. He lived for many more years and was able to walk me down the aisle at my wedding and have a close relationship with my children. My parents loved me unconditionally. My birth mother decided to allow me to be adopted was also a selfish act of love. She put me first, and I will always be grateful for his gift of God love. God offered unconditional love, support, and forgiveness, fulfilled our needs, and never failed us. When we profess our faith in Christ, we become a part of God's family. Heavenly Father, watch over our parents and children. Thank you for adopting us into your family. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Angela, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I'm a pass tonight.
Okay, all right. Did we ever get anything from Michaela or Morgan?
No, they'll have to dial back in.
Okay. All right, we're going to move right on into Kira. Anything you want to share with the group tonight, a song, a poem?
Yes. Dear God, I look up on my shadow. It dances on the wall, and it helps me to remember you never leave me at all. You're with me in the morning. You're with me through the night. You never live in the darkness or when it's shining bright. Shadow on the wall. They help me to see you never leave. You never, ever leave me. Your little princess me. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Kira, for dear God. Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to continue sharing from 31 Days of Praise.
Amen.
I want to live a lifestyle of praise. Fill God my heart, O Lord my God, and every part with praise, that my whole being may proclaim thy being and thy ways. Not for the lips of praise alone, nor even the praising heart. I ask that for a life made up of praise in every part. Come thou, O fount of ever blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, dreams of mercy never ceasing. Call a song of louder praise. Lord, we praise you in spite of. We praise you always. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to share a song.
Amen.
One more time, one more time. God has a lot of this time to get. So one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has a lot of time to give. One more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Oh, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to come together one more time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie? Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read this song. It's a very short song. Spirit
okay.
of the living God. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. And that takes me to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read The Word is Life. It's coming out of Psalm 1 through 11. Have you ever met people who had every reason to be depressed, sullen, but who are participating, joyful, and full of life? Their lives seem to consist on an endless series of tragedies. Some of them are in prison, in bodies, raving in disease and disorder by injury. Other injured family turmoil, enormous hardship of personal in misfortune. Yet in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, there seems to be a continual revival within them. They have learned how to survive. The secret of this of instant victory living is found in Psalm 1. A life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in delighted in and meditating in the Word of God. Jesus said, "The word I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." In John 6:63, and the word of God, one can find renewal joy, renewal hope, and renewal peace, and renewal contentment, and renewal strength, and renewal passion for life. God's word is a deep well and a reaction thing. The person whose life is planted like a tree by this, the water shall be constantly revitalized and motivated, finding satisfaction in serving others. And the prayer said, "Lord, grant that I be planted more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and nourished, that my life will be fruitful, and that I may glorify you." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay.
We got another caller. Phone number ends in 4636.
That's still McKaylin and I. He kept picking up.
Okay.
Okay. Did they want to share something else, Dorita?
She said she had something else. She one more thing.
Okay. Praise God.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down on green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. He makes me safe. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou appearest the table of my sword as the person of my enemies. Thou makest my head with clear, my cup runneth over. Truly, and fair mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Michaela and Morgan. For the Lord is my shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Okay, is there anything anyone else would like to share before Angela come to us with the closing prayer? Okay, all right. All right, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise, excuse me, and adoration yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. The answer was, is, ever shall be, Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Angela. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, especially my granddaughters, Michaelin and Morgan. Thank you for joining us tonight. And Cousin Kira, we thank you for being here. We love to hear from our young generation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we welcome you back anytime.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And Father God, we ask that you bless all that is in the White House in Jesus' name. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. And may God bless America and other nations. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed weekend. We love you, and good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Night. Good night.
Love you.
Love you all. Love you, Morgan. Good night. Love you all.
Good night.